Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August 21st, 2026, 8:21:26. 15 and a half minutes past the hour, WGH Talk Time. We'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then tonight we'll be on 8:15 to 10 p.m. And then what's coming up on your show tonight, Matt, at 10:15?
Tonight on my show, it'll be much of the same, I guess. We're going to talk about the veto on the flock camera legislation. We're going to talk about the, politics as it goes, as per usual.
Now, have you noticed that the pumpkin spice items are not out? I brought this up earlier in the week. They're on my time hop, which apparently is an old person term now. People don't use the term time hop. But on time hop earlier this week, a year ago, there was a picture of, I had taken three pictures, pumpkin spice Krispy Kreme donuts.
Are you talking about like your memories?
Yeah, what's wrong with time hop's the same thing.
I've never heard of time hop.
Oh, you've heard of time hop.
I just had to clarify.
You need some Claritin, not clarify. And there were pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Starbucks drinks, and I had taken pictures. I said, the pumpkin spice craze is already here, and it's August. Well, here we are. I don't see any of those things out. I don't see any pumpkin spice. Have they delayed the pumpkin spice season? Is it finally going out of vogue?
Oh, no. People love the pumpkin spice.
But where is it? Have you seen any of it?
I don't know.
It was out last year at this time. Well, I didn't have to look for it last year. It was everywhere.
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just decided they weren't selling enough pumpkin spice stuff in August, so they just waited until closer to Halloween, maybe.
Well, why would you? September I could see, but not August.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry. I'm 24 hours late on this, but yesterday was National Radio Broadcasters Day, and I didn't get a chance to call in. What's going on in Maryland?
Well, yeah, there was a big parade that I was the Grand Marshal of, and we went downtown. Oh, it was a big event.
All right. Sorry, I missed it all.
I know, festivities were big.
How's everything going there?
Oh, just fine as could be. Normal days, you know.
See, I was actually planning on grabbing in and surprising you with some donuts, because I know you like the lemon-filled and the glazed and so forth.
I do. Lemon-filled and glazed are my two favorite types of donuts, yes.
But the rain was too terrific. I couldn't get out of the neighborhood.
Really? The rain kept you in? It is bad. We've had, apparently, April showers bring May showers, bring June showers, bring July showers, bring August showers.
Yep. Incredible.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable. You know, we all should have listened to Al Gore 26 years ago, and we would have all straightened this out.
What did he want to do?
Oh, he knew about climate change. He was talking about it way before anybody else.
Oh, well, I must have missed that conversation. Oh, well.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
What about the pumpkin spice, Bob? Are you seeing pumpkin spice in your neck of the woods?
I haven't. I've seen a little. I haven't taken any photos of it and sent it to you, but there are some out there.
It's late here in Marion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who knows what's going on? Maybe Marion's no longer in the pumpkin spice belt.
Well, what I heard was one of the pumpkin spice truck that comes into town got flocked out on Route 95. And, yeah, they got flocked and they got run in by the police, and nobody's seen them since. We don't know what happened to them.
Oh, all right. It could be like the Amelia Earhart of the pumpkin spice industry.
Or Hoffa. No, and you know, that's a joke. Actually, I got to say that's a joke because people take this stuff seriously now. But, no, I think they are actually caught in the traffic jam on Route 95. They've been there for about 6 days.
Well, they could be stuck somewhere by high water or something, you know. I mean, that is a big concern, like one of your callers had mentioned.
The tides are rising.
Yeah, I can't believe the people in Indiana have gone 9 days without power. You know, they did all this climate change.
Oh, that's terrible for the Hoosiers.
Yeah. But anyway, I emailed you a couple of photos there. You know, I want to make sure I'm identifying properly the varmint living in the yard here, and it looks like I have some groundhogs moving in.
Groundhogs in August. Now, that's interesting.
They're out all year round. I mean, they got to nibble on something and dig their burrows and everything.
I thought they only came out on February 2nd.
Oh, no, that's just their first official appearance of the year.
I see.
They'll hibernate, you know, from, you know, late December or whatever through, you know, February 2nd, you know, when they're rudely pulled out of their little nesting and then made a look at their shadow.
Didn't a groundhog nibble on our anniversary pizza?
We haven't identified the tooth marks on that yet.
Well, it looks okay on the wall, though. It's okay.
It could be something other than a groundhog.
You know, pretty soon it'll be upper crust society topping the Christmas tree season, just about 3 months away.
It's coming sooner than you think, but here's what I was really calling about. You know, I'm working on an application to drive the Oscar Mayer Arena mobile.
Oh, okay.
Because they take applications for that. You know, you just can't walk in and drive it off the lot. But I'm wondering, you know, as part of the, you know, reason for driving, you know, if I put down there that if I drove it to the Marianne Groundhog Festival, you know, would it be welcome?
Oh, certainly. We love a big Oscar Mayer wiener out here. Or the fruitcake toss, by the way.
Fruitcake? Well, that's at night. You can't see anything at night.
Well, where do they keep the Oscar Mayer wiener mobile during the day?
Well, there's actually six of them that tour the country.
Really? They can't take it out at night?
Well, I suppose they could, you know, but you can't get good photos at night.
Well, I don't know. I think we're pretty lit up out here at night during the fruitcake toss.
You know, is Carly Marshall going to come in there with a night camera crew, you know, to film the Wienermobile visiting the, you know, the fruitcake toss?
Well, I think that would be an attraction of itself. You should come up with a fruitcake mobile.
Oh, there you go. This could be the start of... This could put Marion on the map, the fruitcake mobile.
Well, you've always got to add every year. Like, last year we added the Salvation Army canteen truck. And, yeah. You know why we added that? Is because the person who used to be in charge of the hot chocolate, there was always a problem with that person. And you know, I don't want to get into it, but there was always a problem, so we just had to replace them with the canteen truck. Because they were always cantankerous, and you would think at the holidays, they always said they're so happy at the holidays, but no, they're cantankerous. Just like everybody else.
Well, I wonder, if I put together a fruitcake mobile, wouldn't it look like just a great big brown log driving down the street there? I think that might be...
you get a 69 Chevy, same thing. Get one of those old gremlins.
Yeah.
No, you'd have to have blotches of green and red and... it'd have to be a thing.
Yeah.
Kind of a foam rubber operation.
Maybe some pass off some of the leftover rim or something.
You'd need it, yeah. Take people rides in the fruitcake mobile.
Well, there you go. You know, you think if I drove a fruitcake mobile through Marion, that they'd get any pictures of it?
Oh, it would be. Listen, the fruitcake toss itself every year gets covered in the local newspaper like a sporting event. So,
well,
yeah.
I think
it would get a great attention.
Okay, I like this idea better than the Wienermobile.
Well, we've got to add every year, Bob. You can come up with a fruitcake mobile. It's got to be colorful. You know, you can get lights now that I believe you can put on cars. I see that now at Christmas time.
Well, I see it all year round in some places.
Well, that's right. Some people never take their lights down.
Well, I just mean on the cars, even.
Are you talking about headlights?
Sure, headlights.
Okay. No, I think people do all kinds of crazy stuff at Christmas now. I think a fruitcake mobile would be the way to go.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can get a grant.
All right. We'll see what can get done. Hey, thanks, Bob.
Hey, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, see, that was a fun conversation.
The fruitcake mobile.
Yeah, fruitcake mobile. You got to add every year.
Okay.
Last year, we started broadcasting it live. We added the Salvation Army canteen truck. So this year we could add a fruitcake mobile. And we added the Hit the Christmas Tree. Wasn't that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Y Men donated a Christmas tree, and we were throwing, yeah, we were throwing fruitcakes at a Christmas tree. It really was, if that don't say Christmas, I don't know what does.
We're gonna have to lay out more, more like measurement plate things.
Yeah, people are, the record gets broken every year.
Yeah, I think so.
You know something very interesting. It is true, though. Follow me on this, because you were here during the evolution of the canteen truck. Wasn't that because we had a cantankerous... Because we had hot chocolate, like the previous 2 years, I think. But there was a cantankerous person in charge of that.
Well, to my understanding, they were volunteered.
That's not true. I know that was said, but that's not true. Because what happened was... I said it would be great if we had hot chocolate out there. And they said, I can do that. There you go. What's the confusion?
Well, I don't know. See, they seem to think that they were just volunteered.
They were, listen, if they just had a little medication, they'd be a little better off. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, would you take it easy on that person? I talked to her, and I'm trying to get her to come back on the radio. Now, you keep talking that way, she ain't going to come back on the radio.
She won't come back. I'll tell you why. Because I think she joined one of those, I don't want to say cult, but I think she joined one of those groups where she's trying to be zen now in her life and not let anything bother her. And she's, you know, so I think that's where she's at. Maybe once she gets out of that, she'll be available.
I don't know. I wonder what she says about you. I bet she don't talk about you at all.
Well, could be. I don't know why she would. She doesn't have a show. If she gets a show, then she might talk. But I have a show. I got time to fill.
If she would come back on the show, maybe more people would start liking her, and it'd be her show.
Well, not if they knew her.
Okay.
She didn't even listen. She ain't get away with all this stuff now. It used to be she listened. I'm not even sure she listens anymore. I think, you know, there's a whole thing going on there.
Well, you know how to make them feel good, don't you?
I certainly do. I am a confidence builder. Hey, thanks for calling.
Later.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know how to run them off.
I guess.
I think, what's wrong with talking about somebody? I didn't say anybody's name.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just you're talking about people, I guess.
I have to talk about something on this show. We can't talk about flock cameras 24/7.
You talk about, like...
I talked about pumpkin spice. Talked about Groundhog Mobile.
Talk about sports. Football's back.
Oh, God.
Football's back. Hey, I'm going to the Browns preseason, the Browns Patriots preseason game on the 27th.
Oh, I bet people are envious of that.
hopefully the Browns win. I'm rooting for the Browns. Browns got a new head coach. Still got terrible quarterbacks, though. And my brother's team's the Patriots, so I just want to see the Patriots lose so I can clown on them.
By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Have you seen the new Vivek Ramaswamy barber ad?
Yes, now I have.
I love that thing.
I mean, I didn't watch it in its full, I guess, but yeah, I mean, I think it's a good ad.
Can you get it on the internet?
Yeah, I think I pulled it off of YouTube.
You know what, though? Why? People claim that this man is not a barber.
I don't know. People will say that it's not even Vivek's barber, but I think that maybe they have...
I think that's sour grapes in a way. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, certainly football season again.
Yes.
I'd like to see you Monday go over the scores on all the county schools here in Marion County.
I think Adam does do that.
Does he?
I think he does. If you listen to the news.
Well, I think he says the Harding one, but I don't think he says all the county schools.
Well, I know the games are on there. I'm pretty sure the games are on there.
Well, you can only put one game on. The games are on where?
I think
on Adam's show?
No, I think he advertises what games are going to be coming up.
Yeah, but that's not like giving the scores on all the counties.
No, I think he does that on Monday. On Friday, he gives what games are coming up, and on Monday, he gives the scores.
Okay, well, maybe he has been doing that. I can't remember.
Yep, tune it in.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, now here's the big, I love this thing. This is an eye catcher, if nothing is, and it's an audio catcher. This is the DJ's Barbershop, Vivek Ramaswamy for governor. He's everyday folk spot. Here you go if you haven't heard it.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair, you know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better, and he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
See, right there.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut.
I'm telling you what, this man, he's the new Joe the Plumber. And you know how you know he's real and authentic? He said, Ohio. I think that's a great ad. But people are saying this man is fake, and I think that is so inappropriate.
I would highly doubt it's fake. I think that it's probably real. I mean, I don't see why. I mean, I don't know. I got faith in DJ.
Yeah, DJ, the Vivek Barber.
Yeah.
I think that, hey, where is our phone? I was looking for that the other day. Where's our big Alexander Graham Bell telephone? Is it over there?
I don't know. I can look.
Yeah, see if it's up there on the shelf. Because I think it's awful strange that... yeah, I like the big I like the big telephone. I think the big telephone is big material. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to getting that money from the liquor company.
The liquor company?
Yeah, he said he's going to do it 120%.
Who?
Lower the bills by 120%. You know, that's a pretty good deal. 100% will be free. 20%, I guess we're going to get some money back.
No, the boxes. Who said there was going to be something returned from the... I'm confused now. I don't think it's in
that
one.
The guy that you just called. Or played on the air.
Oh, the barber!
Yeah.
There it is.
He's going to lower the electric bills 120%.
What's wrong with... You don't believe DJ the barber? No, there's the phone right there. I see it. I'm talking to two people here.
The same math school Trump went to.
Huh?
I said he must have went to the same math school that Trump went to.
Have you ever seen the DJ the barber commercial?
No, is it on TV?
Oh my God, yes. This is a... Can you believe people, though, are saying this is not a real barber?
Sounds like he's got the gift to talk there. A barber has that gift to talk, or should have.
Would you put him in your ad?
Hell no.
Why not?
Anybody's for Ramaswamy?
Well, he's a regular Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He's been cutting Vivek's hair for a long time.
Since he was a baby.
Yeah, Ramaswamy's a regular Joe. How long has he been cutting his hair?
Oh, since a child. Yeah, childhood.
Oh, yeah. He probably came over with him when his family came over here.
Now, will you stop?
I mean, he said the whole, you know, you've been cutting somebody's hair as long as I've been cutting Vivek's hair. You know they're a good person.
Hey, hold on. Stand by. We're going to play it again with you on the line. Maybe you didn't hear it, right? Here we go. The Vivek Ramaswamy ad.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair, you know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better, and he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
Boy, that's an ad. What do you think?
I think he sounds like a dumb... ignorant hillbilly is what I think.
The man is a barber. He's Joe the Barber.
No offense. I mean, there's dumb, ignorant hillbillies. You got one that talks on the show sometimes and calls me on the phone. So,
Nazi!
To each their own.
Oh, Lord in heaven. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Now, get ready here. In the studio, we have Alexander Graham Bell's telephone hooked up now. I love to do this. We actually have this telephone. I don't know when this dates back to, but this is an old telephone. And when this thing rings, you know it. You don't hear a ring any other way. So whoever's going to call right now, if you're the next caller, you are going to hear a ring. Like nobody, well, maybe it's broken. It might be broken at this point because this is a Bell telephone from the 1800s. But this is, see, the phone we have here in the studio is more of an alert phone. It alerts you when a call is coming in. This phone is a dialing phone, you know, to dial out. You can hit the buttons properly. Oh, there we go. See, that's what a phone used to sound like in the old days. You weren't sleeping through that if somebody called your house. Go ahead, caller.
How loud was it?
How loud was it?
How loud was it? You said you were going to hear a ring. We were going to hear a ring.
You didn't hear that?
It just sounded like a normal phone call.
No, they heard that over on Route 95. You didn't hear that?
No, I don't have... I'm not listening in the background. I'm using one device.
Oh, it is loud. I'm telling you, this thing was... I don't think you understand. Went to the Smithsonian. This is Alexander Graham Bell's telephone.
How did you end up with it?
Well, they know what a big personality I am and decided to lend it to me.
Oh! I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number. I forgot who I was talking to.
Listen, let me... I know you're a big fan of Vivek, and maybe you didn't hear his ad. Do you want to hear this? I think this is fantastic. Now, stay up. Well, hold on. Let's hear the ad. Let's hear the ad. Here we go. Vivek Downtown.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair. You know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better. And he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I don't trust anyone that calls Ohio, Ohio.
Well, that's how they all do it down there in southern Ohio.
Nope, it's Ohio. Sorry. You know what that reminds me of? Weslin and her bus-driving-looking Santa. Remember, or Santa-looking bus driver, remember that?
Oh, don't bring up her name. I still get a little...
If I say it, oh my gosh, I won't say it again, because if I say it one more time, she'll appear. You say it three times, she shows up.
Oh, that's horrible.
So,
we don't even know what happened to her. What happened to poor Weslin?
Oh, you said it, damn it.
No, I didn't say it. I thought that the same person had to say it. Was it like Beetlejuice? Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
And also with Candyman. So, I mean, I don't know if the same person has to say it. I'm not going to test the theory and find out and say her name.
What happened to her?
Well, I imagine she's probably working to pay herself back that $250,000 she loaned herself.
Listen, God bless her heart. I always liked her.
And, you know, that's what makes you a true statesman, Spears, is that you like everybody.
I do. I did like her. I mean, she went after me, God bless her heart, but I always liked her. We had dinner together. She picked up the tab. I like anybody who picks up the tab.
All it takes is a free meal.
Hey, listen.
Buy your loyalty.
You pick up the tab. I don't know about loyalty. I wouldn't necessarily say I'd vote for her, but you can. I think you're a nice person when you pick up the tab. If I'd known she was going to pick up the tab, I would have ordered more.
See, that's why we don't mention it until the end. Oh, no, I'm paying, and that's after everybody's had everything you're going to eat, and then you decide whether or not you're going to pay.
But as I said before, in person, people might not have had this experience that I had with her where you have dinner for like an hour and a half. It was a lovely experience. We were fine.
Well, maybe that's the experience that we should have gotten that Weslin on the campaign trail, and maybe... It, kind of like what we were talking about with Collins the other day, if she would have endeared herself to people a little more, maybe been slightly less combative, I don't know. Maybe
She's never apologized for anything, and God bless her, I don't think she should, but it's politics. It's you know, that's politics. And I understood when she did it, why she did it. I understood why she did it to other people. I don't think it's right, but I think that's politics. I don't blame her, and I don't think that's the real her. And to be honest with you, I think other people talked her into that. I don't think that was her idea. any of those things. I think she was persuaded by other people to do it, that it would be a good idea.
Well, then maybe it's a good thing that she lost, because if she was that easily persuaded, we probably didn't need her down in Columbus representing us.
Well, I haven't heard her name in such a long time. What became of her? She was always out there in front. She was everywhere.
I don't know. Maybe she's, like, mounting a comeback. Well, I'm telling you, she's probably got some kind of Botox sale going on for all the money that she spent on these campaigns. Do you
Botox
think she'll come back?
Sale. No, she'll be back. She'll be back. We'll see.
She'll go for round three?
I don't know if she'll go for that seat, but she is a woman who is determined. That's one thing at dinner with her I did understand. This woman is, she's not dumb. And I think that people who say that she's dumb, that's really a misrepresentation.
No, I don't think she's dumb. I don't believe that she's dumb at all.
She's not dumb at all, but
no.
She, and has she been mistreated by the Republican Party? You know, in a way, I can see her opinion on that. I can see that. But I think she did bring a lot of that on herself by things she said. But she is a very...
For someone with such aspirations, she certainly doesn't seem to have a long game, a big... You know, I mean, she made enemies so early on that she's not going to be able to unmake those enemies.
Well, I don't think those were her ideas. I think she went along with them, so you can say she's culpable. But I don't think she dreamed those up, because the person that I met was not that type of person. The person I met was really determined to win, which is what you need in politics.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also, she didn't have that, she was a fighter, but I don't think she was that vindictive.
Killer instinct, is that what you're saying? Like, she wouldn't go for the throat?
I don't think she, because who would she, I mean, she went after me, she went after Schauber, who else did she go after? She went after Weber, of course, but, I mean, I don't think left up to her own...
She tried to start it with me, and I told her I was the wrong one, and then she left me alone.
Well, I just think left up to her own devices, I could not see her doing... I don't think she would dream up those ideas.
And you have a unique inside perspective to her, but, again, if she couldn't say no to, you know, then that's not... We don't need another yes person in Columbus.
But she is getting well known. I mean, you just say the name. She's got a unique name. I think that works for her. This would be her third election she would run in, a primary. I don't think she's ever made it to the election, but if this would be her... she's never made it to an election, has she? But it would be the third primary or whatever.
She has in Jerome Township, and she won those. I just had to get Jerome Township in there, because I remember her saying it, like, every other time.
But she's an imitatable figure, and I mean that in the best way, in that when you become imitatable, when you have characteristics and things about yourself that everybody knows that you are imitatable, that's a good thing in a way. People know who you are.
She is definitely, in this area, I believe she is, amongst the political crowd, she is definitely well-known, I will say that.
You know what, if she ran for mayor this time around, I think people would give her consideration over the two that
if
we've got.
If she ran for mayor, I would think about voting for her, believe it or not.
Have her move to Marion. She's got time. Have her move down here to Marion and run for mayor.
We could use a Botox spa up here.
You'd vote for her for mayor. You just said that, didn't you?
It depends on who her opponent was. I would, if it were her and Bill Collins, I would choose what... I almost said it. I would choose her all day.
What about...
holding socks.
What if she gets DJ the Barber?
Why do these people think... I mean, maybe that man's got some clout down in Southern Ohio to where everybody's like, what's his name, DJ? DJ has spoken. I mean, maybe he's been cutting hair there for 100 years, and everybody's gone to DJ, and if you don't get his blessing, then you're not getting elected in that county. But, boy, that just seems really weird to do statewide, doesn't it?
Well, no, I think it's a Joe the Plumber thing. Don't you remember Joe the Plumber?
Yeah, I think that... I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I have heard Democrats say who wouldn't vote for Vivek on a dare say that ad catches their eye, and it's
okay,
not...
But I guess my thing is, does anybody really believe that Vivek struggles with his electric bills and that he understands what it's like to decide whether you're going to buy enough groceries that week or to pay Ohio Edison? Like, Vivek doesn't get that.
No, but
so,
I don't like the
kitchen table issues when it's coming from a billionaire.
Well, that's why it's coming from a barber.
Yeah, well, Vivek doesn't know the struggles of being an average person, so he probably needs to sell us on why Ohio is going to be a... I'm not voting for him, but if he wanted to try to breach people, I'd be like, why is Ohio... What's our future look like?
Listen, what has Amy Acton beat him over the head with? It's a flyover state. You're a billionaire. What do you understand? You get your barber, who's obviously not a wealthy man, to vouch for you.
Well, and you know what? Why, if Vivek loves him so much, why doesn't Vivek give him enough money to retire so VJ the barber can just go on tour with him around the United States and tell him about what a great kid little billionaire Vivek was?
You know what I don't like? Here's the thing that I really resent about, and God knows I'm not Vivek's press agent, but the people have called this man a fake. Like this man couldn't cut Vivek's hair. I mean, well, why? I mean, I think
sure
that's...
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. I mean, and if he did it, boy, like, what's the point of getting some old man to say he cut your hair at some point in time?
Right, I mean, it's
like a waste of money.
It's like billionaires live such a different life, like they can't go to a barber shop. You know, I mean, this is such ridiculous.
Wasn't this like his childhood barber?
I believe that's what the man said.
Yeah, so I mean, he's from a smaller town, right, in Ohio, Vivek. I don't know a whole lot about
it. Yeah, Cincinnati area.
Yeah, like a suburb of Cincinnati, right? Like,
not the
mean streets of Cincinnati. So a wealthier area of Cincinnati, a suburb. I mean, it's reasonable to believe that the local barber is the one that cuts the rich folks' hair because in the suburbs, sometimes it's the only barber that's there.
Yeah, but I've heard people call him a fake. I've heard people say he's an actor. I've heard people say he never cut Vivek's hair. I think that's wrong. I think that's sorry.
I think we should verify his barber license and see if he's really actually a barber, and then we should ask for business records to see what years the man was in operation. And then we're going to need to cross-reference that with where Vivek grew up as a child to prove the legitimacy of whether or not the man cut his hair.
I bet his business is up.
Well, good. Good for that man.
Good for him. All because of Vivek.
Wouldn't you think that everybody around there already knew that he cut Vivek's hair? I mean, if I was cutting Vivek's hair, I'd want a picture of me and him on the wall together.
But if you got a state ad running, I mean, I'm sure that I've been sure it's helped business.
Well, I think old Vivek should retire that man after, or hopefully at least gave him a big fat bonus for being in the, big fat cash tip for being in the commercial.
Well, maybe he did. Who knows?
See, I don't watch regular TV, so I don't catch these things. But
well,
yeah,
jump on the YouTube and search Vivek Barber so you can see the whole thing.
The YouTube series. How old are you?
Well, it's just like the time hop.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye. But I think it's so inappropriate, Matt, that people have attacked Vivek's barber.
Oh, I agree.
And called him a fake.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you know, I don't know why they feel the need to say he's fake. I'd assume he's cutting,
Well, one of our listeners out here this morning, I think the man has dementia. I'm serious. Whoa! That'll wake you up. Now, did you hear it? I let it ring a couple times. I bet people in this building, if anybody's walking by, oh my lord, it's like 1995 in there. All right. Can't see the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, you're taking over, huh?
What?
How many times have you walked down the street and seen a billionaire?
I mean, I wouldn't know if I saw a billionaire.
Right, how would you know?
Right. But when a billionaire's walking down the street or when he's going someplace, what do you think he's got with him?
Well, I'd assume you're going to say security, but I don't think... Like we just said, I mean, it's not like I'm going to know you're a billionaire.
But if you recognized him and knew he was a billionaire, then some problems could arise in his life. Don't you think his kids have security that watches them go to school, gets them there safely, but out of sight?
Well, if you don't know I don't think so. Like, some politicians don't even have security for their kids because they're not that well known.
He might have cut his hair once or twice. Maybe he cut his hair when he was a little boy.
So you think the man is just lying?
Well, I think he's playing his hand.
Hold on, let's hear the.
Now got some good green in it.
Yeah, but I think maybe you didn't hear the man. Let's hear him one more time here. DJ the Barber. This is the new Vivek Ramaswamy big time ad.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair. You know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better. And he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
There you go.
I hope they heard it over the radio, because I sure couldn't hear anything.
Let's hope they heard it. But no, the man, 120% he trusts Vivek.
Well, I think he does, because, you know, he's got a little green in that hand right now.
You think Vivek Ramaswamy greased his barber's palm?
Vivek is for data centers.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what happens when data centers come in? Your electricity bill goes up. Water usage goes up.
Hey, by the way, there are apparently pumpkin spice Hostess cupcakes out there. So that's out there.
The Kroger's probably got them. You got to get you some.
You know, I don't go over into that Little Debbie section very often, but that's the only thing I see there that's pumpkin spice.
Well,
they have the pumpkin cookie thing.
There's a difference between Hostess and Little Debbie.
Little Debbie are better than Hostess.
I don't know. Hostess does the Twinkie, don't they?
Yeah, Hostess does Twinkie.
Yeah, I like the Twinkie.
But normally they're not in the same section, Little Debbie and Hostess.
So let me just get this straight, though. You're questioning the integrity of the barber of Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, I just don't believe he goes and gets his hair cut there. 2 or 3 times a year.
Well, maybe not today, but when he was a child.
Well, I could see maybe he getting his hair cut there when his child, but
I bet when he did that ad, he stopped by for a trim.
20 years, and, you know, I just don't think he's cut his hair every time he needed a haircut.
You don't think he stopped in for a trim when he cut that ad?
I mean, in the video, one of, I assume Vivek's kids is sitting in, like, the barber chair. With, like, the whole thing around him. So, I mean, he took his kids at the very least to get a haircut.
Look what an easy man this is. You know, little kids running around his shop. The man's clearly, like, 95 years old. He doesn't want that going on in his shop, but he said, bring him in. Come on.
Right, and you know why they're running around? Because that place was so new to them, they never seen it before. If you've been there ever since you got your haircut, are you going to be running around investigating the shop?
Well, who'd be investigating the shop?
The kids.
Well, I think that's fine. I'm not saying the kids are wrong. I'm just saying the man is an older man. He knows they're shooting a commercial in there, and so on and so forth.
Well, I know he knows they're shooting a commercial there.
Why do we have to attack the barber? I think it's a good ad.
I'm not attacking him. I just don't believe him. 100%.
Why would the man lie?
I believe the man.
I believe him. And I think that's the most effective ad of this season.
You don't think somebody lies and when they do endorsements like that?
He's a barber. What reason does he have to lie?
Well, you just wait. He'll be retiring here soon.
He might. Probably will get carpal tunnel from all the hairs he's going to cut.
Yeah,
the head he's going to get.
Yeah.
Well, because he's going to be busy. You know, he's probably busy.
Oh, yeah, I bet the barbershop's hopping right about now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see Ramaswamy.
Well, no, they want to see him. Yeah, he's the star.
I don't want to see Ramaswamy. I want to see DJ.
Yeah, DJ the barber. Maybe we can get him up here for the fruitcake toss.
They might see his kids or something. Ramaswamy?
No, the barber man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the barber shop open?
I think DJ the Barber is a bigger star right now than Ramaswamy.
Once you give an interview with him.
Well, I'll work on that.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Well, let's see here if I can hang up the phone. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you like the Ramaswamy Barber ad, DJ the Barber?
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. And I don't mean that in any negative way. I think it's the best ad of the season. It's not a negative. Boy, the phone's ringing off the hook now.
That's always good, isn't it?
I like it. Oh, I love it. We need to get this thing out more often. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yeah, hi, Scott. I'm Matt. Hey, I was talking about this ad. I've seen it over and over. But I like it because it's down to earth. It's down home. And there is the name of the barbershop at the bottom. Somebody could look that up, too. They do show that.
Well, what do you make of the fact that people are questioning this man?
They're going to question everything.
I know.
You know that because it's a good ad, they're going to question all the parts of it. You know, and I like ads that don't bash their the other people.
Right now,
I do not like ads that come up and all they talk about are the other ones. And, you know, their opponent, and I don't like that.
Now, when you first saw this ad, what did you think?
I thought, wow, that's a nice ad, because I'm tired of all the bashing, you know, that they come up with. And I didn't question if he was or not. When you have a barber or a hairstylist that you like, and you've gone to them for years, you stick with them. You don't just leave them. And if you want to hear the tea spilled, that's where you go. The people that go into salons and barbershops, they talk about everything. And I'm sure that politics are one of those things. So DJ is hearing a lot of things.
Now, does this make you vote for Vivek, this ad?
No, it doesn't. But I respect the commercial myself, I do.
Right. And I think, but isn't it shocking to you that people have called this man a phony?
No, it's not shocking at all to me. You know, I've seen things all the time, but I don't think he's fake. I really don't. I don't think they would try to get away with that, because if he wasn't, I'm sure somebody would come up with it.
And you say you're not pro-Vivek.
No.
But yet you like the ad.
Right.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. Because, yeah.
And I want to talk to you about the pumpkin spice. If you want pumpkin spice, go to Aldi. They have Cheerios. They have waffle mix. They have sandwich cream cookies. They have... what else was it? Oh, they have waffle mix. They have maple sugar spread. They have pumpkin spice trail mix. They have tons of things if anybody wants pumpkin spice.
Well, I don't know why I've missed it this year.
Yeah, I don't go out and too much and get things. I'm a delivery person. Because of my health, I can't get out and mold the germs. And I have it delivered in. But, yeah, I've seen all of those things online, and they have quite a few. But they do have the Cheerios there.
Very interesting. I wonder how those taste. I can't imagine that's, I don't know, pumpkin spice in your breakfast bowl. I don't know about that.
It's delicious. If you like pumpkin spice, you're good to go. Oh, they also had popcorn. I saw that.
Oh, pumpkin spice popcorn.
My son is a pumpkin spice freak, and I went to... have you heard of Grandpa's Cheese Barn over by Ashland?
Yes.
Yeah, I brought him back. It was pumpkin cheesecake popcorn, and it was delicious.
What?
It was really good.
Now, listen, this is from one of our listeners out here this morning. The ad is doing what it was intended to do, fool you. Vivek is just as bad as Trump. He is taking advantage of that poor old man. That's from a listener. What do you make of that?
Maybe he is, but I still think that it's promoting him. Tell me, if there are more ads like that, you know, that might sway me. Not with him, though. There's too much, you know, that I know about him. But if it was, you know, a close race for me, and thinking about these things, the people who are doing the ads, I think they did a really good job with this.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, they hit it real well.
Are you enjoying the program this morning?
Yeah, we listen. My husband and I listen just that every morning.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Well, I appreciate you called in. Feel free to call in anytime. And we still got more show this morning. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, hey, there you go.
Well, that's always good.
We got to go to break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
The way your arms got going. You've never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think...